This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. People around the world are saying prayers for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized in critical condition. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot. He has chronic underlying lung conditions, but despite all of this, the Holy See press office says he is alert and well-oriented. He even participated in a mass at the hospital at a small chapel there.
The federal workforce is in turmoil after a weekend ultimatum from Elon Musk, telling employees they must submit a detailed report of their productivity in the previous week or face firing. Correspondent Willie James Inman has details.
The ultimatum is the latest confusion for federal workers who are already grappling with the Trump administration's aggressive efforts to shrink the workforce. But some Republicans are calling for compassion.
If I could say one thing to Elon Musk, it's like, please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people. These are real lives.
More job cuts are on the way this week as the Pentagon moves to fire 5,400 probationary civilian workers.
And the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI are telling employees to disregard the directive for now. President Trump called Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, but now Ukraine's president says he is ready to step down, but on his own terms. He spoke via interpreter.
If there is peace for Ukraine, if you really need me to leave my post, then I'm ready to do that for the sake of peace. I can exchange stepping down for NATO membership. If these are the conditions, immediately.
The German government is moving to the right after national elections. Exit polls show Germany's conservative Christian Democratic Union Party leading. But CBS's Holly Williams says the far right has placed second.
It's the AfD's best result since the party was established just 12 years ago.
The illegal migration.
During the campaign, the party's leader, Alice Weidel, pledged to carry out the mass deportation of immigrants.
This year could be the worst season for flu in 7 years.
We're just halfway through flu season, but already 19,000 people have died from influenza. The CDC says more than 430,000 have been hospitalized. 86 deaths have been reported in patients 17 and younger.
CBS's Elise Preston says fewer people are getting vaccinated this year compared to last. The Screen Actors Guild Awards, held tonight in Los Angeles, Timothy Chalamet has won Best Actor in a Leading Role for A Complete Unknown. The papal thriller Conclave won Best Ensemble. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That's all the loving. That's all the loving.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back. must have made a mess. Oh, but I sent your little wagon up good, I guess. She said that you never made a heartbeat so, cause you like that certain something as we all know. Well, I burst a little bubble of mine's about to go. I'm gonna take her to the dog.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss.
slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stuck in a rut.
yourself that you set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that never more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
on the count of three. You know I love the way you look up close.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not the way I would have been.
can cry your time away, 'cause all your words are too little too late. They're too late, it's too damn
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You
grandma's jasmine and rosemary. They are the Spice Girls. Their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse. A corgi name is Ruby. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta rent her, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is
Every Story Matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of workers across the government, from the Pentagon to the IRS, are under threat of firings or layoffs. And impacted workers are all over the country.
As President Trump's senior advisor Elon Musk takes a chainsaw to the federal workforce, hundreds of IRS employees in Philadelphia are feeling the impact.
For Elon Musk to, like, use a chainsaw on stage to mock the people that he just fired. Like, there is a human element to this whole thing.
Rob McCabe is among roughly 400 newly hired tax workers in Philly who reported to work on Thursday, only to be shown the door a few hours later. His colleague Nicholas Berardi is also out of a job today after only a few months with the agency.
I feel like I kind of got robbed.
Josh Sador with CBS News Philadelphia.
Pope Francis is battling double pneumonia in the hospital in Rome. He's in critical condition. His prognosis is guarded. New York's Archbishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan was in the conclave that elected the pontiff. He says one complication is the pope himself.
They tell me that one of the